film you in. Should be okay. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Willis, for getting our YouTube channel started today. Praise the Lord. Thank you for everyone who's here today. We are open for business here at Grace Christian Center. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so I welcome you who are joining us through the YouTube channel to our Sunday live stream message. I am Pastor Ron Rayon, co-pastoring here with Pastor Belinda from Grace Christian Center in St. Joseph, Michigan. And it is May 31st already, 2020. And I'd like to just remind you who are viewing by the channel, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and share it on other social media outlets that we can help reach more people with the message of the gospel of God's love for them. And remember also, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you want to help us by sending in an offering, that information is on our webpage, our Facebook page, and at the in the description of our YouTube channel. It is a great joy in the Holy Ghost to be with you today. Today is a very special Sunday, and it's great to see the church filling up again. Hallelujah, we're glad you're here. And we just believe this is a very pivotal year for the church of all generations, whether you're 0 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 60, 60 to 80, or 80 and beyond. All the generations are running together in a very special time in the history of the entire world. Listen to this. Now is the time of our most glorious hour on the face of the earth. I said, really, if you were here for our worship time, we haven't started broadcasting our worship time yet, but we will soon. We're trusting God for better video and sound equipment to be able to do that. But if you were here during the last hour, you saw a visitation of the Holy Spirit like has never been seen on this ground before. God is here today. Praise the Lord. So I can say it again with great certainty that now is the time of our most glorious hour on the face of the earth. It is the appointed time that God is pouring out his Spirit in new dimensions of his presence. Get ready for things to be different than they were. We're not going back. I was praying the other day and talking about the restoration. God, I want you to restore this or that. And he said, will you please stop asking me to go back? Please stop asking me to restore. I am creating all things new. Yeah. If you have a broken relationship, ask God to create a new relationship. Yes. Hallelujah. And then forget about the restoration. If you've had something stolen, just tell God, give me something better. If you've had something destroyed, God creates something more elegant and more wonderful. And every day will be a created good day in God. He's giving us new dimensions of his presence to empower his people with the, I get this clearly, today is the Pentecost day. This is the day that the blessing of God's approval and presence comes to us. Remember, Jesus was baptized by the prophet John. And in that baptism, the Holy Spirit came down. And God said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. With those he is approving, he is blessing with his presence. And his approval and blessing is coming to us today in a new way, at a new level. The blessing of his approval and presence in a way that makes you and me the deliverers of the present problems in which people are suffering. God is equipping his people, the church, today, say today,
today,
to be the answer, excuse me, to a suffering humanity at a new level not yet seen in the earth today. Mark this day down, May 31st, 2020. God changed something in the heavens eternally.
Yes.
He changed his approval and presence in the present day church, and he began to move in a new way against the enemies of his people to deliver them and to set them in a new place. God is promoting you today. He's moving you. He's, as he said to John in the book of Revelation, come up higher. And John responded. He went ahead. There was an invitation. God is giving you and me an invitation to come up higher. And he wants to raise us up. God's glorious church is rising to meet every enemy in the earth today. And he is showing, and we are showing, we are demonstrating that the superior wisdom of God and the order of God and the rule of God, which is the kingdom of God, will deliver us from every evil work around us. God gives us the victory, and we proclaim with those who believe in him, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Human governments will not, and they are not able to solve the global virus pandemic or the global financial crisis. Human governments will not solve those problems. Only the church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will show the way to pursue and recover all. I'm announcing the presence of God upon every family under the tent of blessing at Grace Christian Center. Whatever you've lost, whatever has gone away from you, you will pursue and recover all in this day. Human government has no answer for the injustices of human trafficking, of drug addiction, of the breaking down of the traditional family, or the social injustice brought about by bigotry and racism. Human government will have no answer. God's government will answer. Our cities may be experiencing a fires of destruction, but God is sending a fire of purification, sin-burning sanctification, filled with creative reconstruction and wisdom to bring an end to the suffering of many people, healing the sick, bringing hope to the hopeless, real solutions to mankind, the desire of Father God to bless his people so that they go into all the world and bless the world has come to pass this day. God is embracing us with the love and affection that we have missed for generations.
Yes.
There's a revelation of God love today. God loves you.
Yes.
He loves you. And he's going to love you and me to wholeness. He's going to love you and me to a healing of our land, because that's what's in his heart. To those who feel hopeless and helpless, and to those whose hope of justice and deliverance from their enemies has been deferred too long, God is coming through his people to help them and deliver them. Our text for today comes out of a middle of the night awakening, where the messenger of the angel of the Lord came and shook my wife, Belinda, and told her to read Isaiah 35. And here's the text of Isaiah 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land will be joyously glad. The desert will bloom like a rose and rejoice. You know that we've already preached, this is the season of the super bloom.
Yes.
Amen. Super bloomed in California desert, super bloomed near the Dead Sea, flowers growing where they've never grown for years and years. It says in verse 2, every dry and barren place will burst forth with abundant blossoms, dancing and spinning with delight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dancing and spinning with delight. Lebanon's lush splendor covers it, the magnificent beauty of Carmel and Sharon. My people will see the awesome glory of Yahweh, the beautiful grandeur of our God. He says here in verse 3, strengthen those who are discouraged, energize those who feel defeated. Don't you know, though, the world needs some of what we have. It needs us to energize them and strengthen them. Verse 4 says, say to the anxious and fearful, be strong, never afraid. Look, here comes your God. Just lift up your eyes today. Look, here comes your God. He's breaking through to give you victory. He comes to avenge your enemies. with divine retribution, he comes to save you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. To the hopeless and helpless, God has a word. I'd like for Pastor Blenda to come and share with you just for a minute. And I believe she is a living word. She doesn't just talk about what God tells her. She does what God tells her. And when she does what God tells her and goes where God tells her to go and says what God tells her to say, we see the glory of God bring hope to the hopeless. Sister Blenda, what's God saying? Amen. Amen. Turn around with me.
Okay.
I want to hear you. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There's a movie called Against All Odds. And some of you have seen it here at church on a Sunday night. And it starts out with a scene that it's about Israel. And it's about the people of Israel and how God has fought for his people.
Amen.
And it gives examples of it. And the first scene is as these soldiers, young soldiers, and it's during the Six-Day War. And they have an assignment to go across the desert to another place. And as they're going across the desert, they realize they're right in the middle of a minefield. And if they take another step, it could be their last. And so that one of the young men says to the commander, he said, "What are we going to do?" You know what the commander says? He says, "Do what you've been trained to do." Amen. We've been trained in the word of God what to do.
Yes.
You know, I've been fortunate. I've been able to go to some Bible schools, three different Bible schools, and some might think I'm a little slow. But I've learned through the years, and when you're almost 68 years old, you learn some things through the years.
Amen.
And you learn what God does, how he moves in your life and how he brings you into victory through everything that the enemy brings against you. And no, he comes against us all. So I'm going to start out here with we can change the atmosphere wherever we go. We are never to be feel hopeless or helpless or powerless.
Amen.
Know that the word of God that you put in your hearts, that it won't return void, but it's going to prosper wherever you send it.
Amen.
But you have to put that word in so that the word comes out. If you put the word in continually, when situations come that try to bind you and to keep you in a certain place, know that the word of God sets us free.
Amen.
If you're feeling hopeless or helpless, powerless, that there's hope deferred, it's not God, it's a spirit.
Yes.
And if it's a spirit that's not God, you need to resist it with everything that's within you.
Amen.
So the first thing I've learned to do, it says in Isaiah 43:6, bring me in remembrance of my word.
Amen.
Put the word in. So what should the word be that comes out? There's Jeremiah 29:11. Who knows Jeremiah 29:11? You want to say it?
I know the plans I have for you, so the Lord's plans are good and not of evil, to bring you a future and a hope.
That's right, to bring you a future and a hope. For good and not evil, says the Spirit of God. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But what did Jesus say? He said, "I come to give you life and life more abundant." What does John 9:39 say? For judgment. You know what that word judgment means?
Oh, no.
It says set erect and in order.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "I came to set erect and bring in order."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, "For judgment I am coming to this world." He came to. He came to set erect and put things in order. Hallelujah. So, and we just went through the passion in Isaiah 49. And Isaiah 49:2, it says, "You give me words that pierce and penetrate. You put the word in and you speak the word. You have to say something to something for something to happen. That's just how it is, folks. You have to say something to something for something to happen. We have a part to play. God gave us his word, but we've got to speak it. We have to believe it in our hearts. Do you know when you're having a hard time, you have to say, I agree with your word. I don't care what it looks like. I'm in agreement with your word, and your word says. And then you speak the word of God. There's power, and there's anointing on that word. Hallelujah. And then the Lord says, the second thing he says to do, he says, speak to your mountain. Matthew 11, 23 and 24, speak to your mountain. He's given us his word. So what does the word say? Oh, Mark 11, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mark, I should know that. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 23 and 24. And so I won't go into that, but you know, it says when you speak to your mountain, we can cancel the purposes of the enemy to bring evil by what we say. So this is the year of pain. This is the year that we make decrees. Yeah. So what can we decree this day? You know, there's a lot going on in the world. We can say the purposes of the enemy for evil are canceled. Amen. They are canceled in this city. They are canceled in St. Joseph. They are canceled in Benton Harbor. We don't want what the enemy has. And God says his plans and his purposes are for good and not for evil. We have his word. We've already just spoken his word and said his word. So then we can decree what that word says. And then what does the word say to do? It says, bind and loose. Do you know that he said, I give you the keys of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven and in earth. We can bind and we can loose. You have authority over the enemy. When the enemy comes in, you bind, muzzle, and gag him. You loose him from every assignment that he has against you, against your city, against your family. Whatever the enemy's doing, you have the power and you have the authority that God gave you. If you are his child, he gave you power and authority to bind the devil. The devil has no power unless you give it to him. Amen. And then the last thing is, you know, that you do is you believe in your heart that what he said, he can bring to pass. You believe in your heart that the word will not return void, but it's going to prosper and it's going to be pushed forward into whatever you've spoken into that situation. And then if you still don't know what to do, pray in the Holy Ghost until you get the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So in Isaiah 35, he says, look, here comes your God. He's breaking through to give you victory. He comes to avenge your enemies with divine retribution. He comes to save you. Well, how will he come? He will come just like Pastor Melinda told you. He will come. He will come through you. He will stir you up to see his victory. You'll look above what the enemy's doing. You'll look into the heavens and see what God is doing and wants to do. And you'll say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I now know what to say. I know what to do to see the enemy destroyed and the kingdom of God employed in Jesus' name. He will come by pouring out his spirit. I'm talking about the blessing of his approval and presence upon the people he loves. At the Pentecost time, as he has done it before, he will do it today, but in greater measure than ever. It is a Pentecost of Pentecosts. We just went through a resurrection day at a time not seen in the history of any generation here. There's not been a worldwide pandemic during the lives of anybody here. And it is a time that God has brought us through a Passover of Passovers. We went through an ascension 10 days ago was the ascension day. We went through an ascension day of ascension days. Never has the church needed more authority than it needed.
Yes.
And as Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he released that assignment by his own word to go into all the world with all the power you need. And then we come to Pentecost in a time not seen before. And if you can receive it today, God will empower us to the next level not yet seen in the earth. He has prepared us for this day. Through the prophets, if you've been listening to the prophets, if you've been obeying the prophets, if you've been aligning with the prophetic word of God, you are prepared. And God is getting you prepared if you're not prepared by his Spirit. And he's spoken over us and over again. And he says, I'm calling you to a higher place, but not everyone has listened. Not everyone has listened. I mean, know that. There's a lot of people still asleep. A lot of people haven't heard the call. A lot of people don't yet understand. So not everyone is prepared by listening and adjusting their walk with God. Not everybody's ready for the blessing of the Lord to come today. But you're here and you're ready. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he's a rewarder of you today. Isaiah said, look, here comes your God. He's breaking through to give you victory. He comes to avenge your enemies. With divine retribution, he comes to save you. He will bring deliverance and justice to us through a divine visitation. Social justice, any solution to any social injustice. How many believe it was kind of unjust for a worldwide pandemic to be released in the earth?
Yes.
I don't believe that was just. I believe there are judgments of God that come, but then the devil always overplays his hand and he goes too far. And no social justice will come to any injustice by the attack of the enemy through a receiving of government solutions. It'll come through the government of the King of Kings,
yes,
and the Lord of Lords, yes, implementing the kingdom of God. The Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first, what?
The kingdom of God.
Not the stimulus check or the vaccine or the mask or whatever, or whatever else you're trying to be released from. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. So if all things are not being added, you've been seeking the wrong thing. A solution from any other place then the kingdom of God is not a solution, but a distraction.
Yes. Right.
There are false prophets speaking non-kingdom, non-truth solutions to life problems, and they're empowered by blind followers who, by their own fear and pain, are legitimately seeking justice from their enemies. I mean, no, there's some injustice going on. I was deeply, deeply saddened by what's going on in our cities today. The injustice is a horrible thing to have experienced. But you can't find justice outside the kingdom of God and have it work for you. These non-kingdom, non-truth prophets and people who follow them fall into the hands of the enemy's plans to offer hope that has been unrealized. You know, come on, follow me. Let's burn some things down. Let's say enough's enough. Let's have some chance and slow. Let's get on this, you know, and something will change. Well, no, it's not going to change through that. And so their hope will be destroyed. It'll be denied again. And they'll have even more hopelessness and helplessness, and hope deferred. The only answer to the hopeless and hope deferred is what Pastor Belinda said. You need to know the word of God, speak the word of God, and go with a kingdom solution.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there is a 2,000-year-old solution to a 400-year-old problem.
Amen.
Or really any problem of mankind.
Yes.
I mean, no, there's a lots of injustice.
Yes.
But the 2,000-year-old solution is the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus.
Yes.
So that those who believe in him, he will give a confident identity through a new birth.
Amen.
The only way you can stand up under injustice is to know who you are and know who God is.
Yes.
And know that he will get vengeance. Look, here comes your God. He's bringing deliverance to you. To every person of any nation, we are one body, one blood, one nation, a one new man out of all colors and types of people. We know that around here. We have Hispanic people and black people and white people and people who still sometimes speak with a German accent. We got all kinds of people. We got people from the South and people from the North. Amen. People in the South think some one-syllable words are really two-syllable words. Amen. Praise God. But we're one new man. We're one blood. Come on. We need to demonstrate that. Find somebody that doesn't look like you and hang out with them. Bake them a cake. And go to their house. Love on them. Be seen shopping together. Do something to demonstrate that there's one nation under God.
Yes.
The solutions are given always by the church and the kingdom preaching. The first thing God gives us is a confident identity that we are sons and daughters of God. The second thing is the authority given to us. And Pastor Belinda talked about that a little bit. I've been preaching on the identity and authority, purpose and destiny, and the blessing of God to achieve all of those things in the earth. And the authority, all the authority in earth and heaven, to minister the justice of God through the church was given to us on the day of ascension. Remember when Jesus was raised up and sat at the right hand of God, and he empowered the church through the Great Commission in Matthew 28 and Mark 16. I won't preach those again. I already have. You should by now realize that when Jesus said, all power and authority is given to me in heaven and in earth, go ye therefore, that he was ministering to you a great commission to go do what Pastor Belinda said to do, speak to something, to see something happen. Amen. And then, 10 days after the ascension and the giving of the authority, so the resurrection of Jesus gave us our purchased identity. The ascension gave us our authority, and now we come to Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection. The day of Pentecost, Jesus receives from the Father a blessing that he bestows upon the church, and it was the blessing of the power of the Holy Spirit, the power given to the church that was assembled according to the commandment of Jesus. They were assembled. Say assembled.
Assembled.
So forsake not the
assembly.
They were assembled in one accord in one place. And they had been in the scriptures reading, seeking, blessing, and God poured out that spirit, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Yes.
And he approved of them and poured it out upon them. Look, your God is coming. Hallelujah. And it was the coming of that comforter, helper, revelator, empowering, gift empowering, gift discovering person called the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We sang that song, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. flood the earth. Hallelujah. John 14, 16 through 17. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither seen him or knows him, but you know him, and he fills you and dwells with you. For he that has dwelled with you will be in you. We are happy for the Holy Ghost. Chapter 15, verse 26, Jesus said, if you haven't read 14, 15, 16 of John recently, you should. John 15, 26, he says, but when the helper comes, in the translation I have uses helper instead of comforter, but he said, I won't leave you as orphans. I'll bring you a helping spirit whom I shall send to you from the Father. I will send to you from the Father. He sent him on the day of Pentecost, and he emanates from the Father. He didn't come once. He's coming, 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 coming. He's always coming. He's always descending. He's always flooding. He's always filling. He's always revealing. He's always empowering. He's always giving us the strength we need to overcome in every situation. He didn't come once. He came once and for all and forever. He is the forever presence of the mighty God. And he will fill you when he approves your obedience. You will find him. You're in the presence of Almighty God. He said in verse 26, I will send him the Spirit of truth, who proceeded from the Father. He will testify of me. The other day I was working on a lamp problem. We have a house that was built in 1937. And Belinda decided that an old chandelier she would bought. The house is old, really old. The chandelier was old. And I was old. And I'm up on the ladder taking it apart. And it's old wiring and it's old fittings. The fittings on the old lamp are not old enough to be old enough to fit on the old, really old. So I called the lamp shop, which we might have some parts. And of course, the COVID-19 is up in here, so we're not open, right?
Yes.
So I got down off the ladder and I got all these parts in my hand. And I'm all dirty and stuff. And I'm out in the garage and trying to figure out how to put this together. And I said out loud to myself, I said, I'm having a devil of a time here getting this together. Sometimes what's in you comes out of you. I said, I'm having a devil of a time getting this together. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, well, why are you doing that? Why aren't you having an angelic time? Why aren't you having a spirit-filled time? Why don't you call on the helper to help you get out of having a devil of a time and get into having a heavenly time of enjoying getting this project together? And from that moment on, I begin to see. Now, I got a couple pieces of metal. I drilled holes in my fabric. I got some screws and nuts, and I got the adapter made. It came right out of the Spirit of God. An adapter like has never been seen on the earth before. I told you were going to see things never seen before. And that baby screws into the old, comes down, comes through, and you stick the wires up through the middle. And I got that far. I took it back up there and fit, and I got the size, and it was just perfect. And I started to put the wires up there, and the thing you screw into at the top is solid. You can't get the wires up through there. And I thought, oh, no. What am I going to do now? And I saw in the Spirit two holes drilled into each side, and I saw the wires coming through. And I went out in the garage, and I did exactly what the Spirit of God showed me to do. and I forsook having the devil of time and I had a heavenly time, and I will invite you over to see the best looking chandelier in the hall that you have ever seen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you know, if God can hang a lamp, He can renew relationships. He can find you another job. He can bring home your wayward child. He can solve all problems that you have. I have two things, one under my nose here, one in the right in my ear. Painful, painful skin problems. And I went to the dermatologist. She said, ooh, that might be cancer. And so they took biopsies and sent them in. And I got a call on Friday. Neither one of them are cancer. Yeah. Mr. Rayon is cancer free. Yeah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he says in John 16, 12 and 15, I still have many things to say to you. I need to show you how to hang a lamp. Amen. He said, I have many things to show you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and declare it unto you. Wouldn't you like to have all the things that Jesus knows? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're receiving the Holy Ghost today. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he, meaning the Holy Spirit, will take of mine and declare it unto you. Hallelujah. And then Peter explained, remember the day of Pentecost was fully come. Usually, I would have a text out of Acts chapter 2. They were all gathered there, and there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Angels came as tongues of fire, and they separated and lit on their heads. They were inspired, went out into the streets preaching, hallelujah, declaring, speaking in other tongues, glory to God. But Peter explained it in Acts 2, verse 32. He said, this Jesus God has raised up. And there you see the resurrection, right? And your identity as being born again by the resurrected, by believing in the resurrection of Jesus. Verse 33, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, what's that? The ascension. That's the authority given to us on the day of the ascension. So we got the identity and the authority. And now comes the day of Pentecost. He says, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, which you now see and hear. We sang a song this morning in worship, and we were instructed by our worship leader, Sister Sarah, to dance. Did you know when the Holy Ghost comes on your body becomes an instrument of the Holy Ghost? When the Holy Ghost comes on you, your hands will begin to fashion an adapter that'll hang a lamp. And you'll quit having the devil of a problem, and you'll have a heavenly solution. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you'll begin to praise God for the revelation of all he has done for you. You will have a hope of a plan, plans of good and not evil. And that will come out of you. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you may be like Samson of old, where the Spirit of God shakes you a little bit and you begin to deliver people from the enemy that's come against them in ways that God has never used you before. You say, well, that's not like me. No, God is transforming you into the image of Christ. And you're going to come to a throne, to a grave, to a place that needs the presence of God spoken there. And God, Jesus came up to the throne and he groaned in the Spirit. If you were here during worship, you heard one of our prophets groan in the Spirit. I tell you that when the Spirit of God moves on your body, when I move my body, when I move my feet, when I open my mouth, then the darkness flees. You'll begin to sing songs. You'll begin to move in the Spirit. You'll begin to do things you've never done before. the humility that it takes to let the Holy Ghost move on you is something God is working on you right now as I speak. And you're all going to begin to do things you've never done before, because this is a new day and a new way for the Holy Ghost to come.
Amen.
What an emphatic yes from a few of you. A few of you are like, I'm afraid of this guy now. I don't know what he's going to be doing yet. He says, verse 34, for David did not ascend into heaven, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. There's deliverance coming to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're moving up in our level of, God's going to do a work in us, then he's going to do a work through us. We're going to live a holier life than we've ever lived before. There's going to be an appealing presence given to us, and God is going to send his blessing of approval and power. He says, until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Don't forget, if you haven't received the Lord as your Savior, you need to receive him today by saying, Father, I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and I receive the salvation of the Lord from my sins, and I receive my sonship and identity by being born into the family of God, making the Lord Christ in your heart. The other thing is to make God, Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life and begin to obey his commands. Peter goes on to say in Acts 2:37, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 39 says, this promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And in Luke chapter 11, this is the simplest way I can release the Holy Spirit to you at this next level. No matter how old you are, to you and your children and to all who are called to his name. Luke 11, verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. To everyone who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being natural man, natural fathers, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? There's Holy Spirit power right now for the present day. God has approved us today. He has approved you today. He sees you through your acceptance of his son Jesus and the blood of Jesus. There is an acceptance that you need to receive, the acceptance of God. It's easy. Father, I repent of any sins that have grieved your Holy Spirit. I repent of any sins of omission or commission that I've committed that displeased you. Words spoken, deeds done. I ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And now, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What will happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you? You'll begin to prophesy. I won't go through all the scriptures. When the Spirit of God came upon Samson, he did exploits for God in delivering his people. When the Spirit of God was upon Jesus, the blind eyes were opened, the lame walked, lepers were cleansed, dead were raised. I'm looking for that kind of glory. Provision was made. Enemies were destroyed. Lost lands were returned and taken over. Widows' oil was made not to run out. Sons were delivered to their mothers again. It's a wonderful thing when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, coming upon your people. I release your blessing of approval, your blessing of your presence to come upon the people of God as never, ever before. I announce your promotion in the body of Christ. God will take you from here and he will put you in places of his grace and power. You have never been before. You will be invited to give answers to questions. Businesses will break out from your hand and from your mind. Newness will come to your family. Newness will come to your neighborhood. The new things of God will begin to grow from this day forward. If you want to do this with me, you can just open your hands to be kind of an open cup before the Lord. Let's open ourselves. Let's open our hearts right now. Just where you are, open, open, open. Father, I pray that the resurrected Jesus and the Father God are emanating now through the power of the Holy Spirit within everyone who's listening. And I declare, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the power. Be filled with the wisdom and order and rule of the kingdom of God. Deny the power of the enemy. Take his power away by the confession of your own mouth. Bind and muzzle and gag spirits that are speaking untruth to you. And release the voice of God from your own lips and begin to praise him. Worship. I release to you this day the promise of Pentecost, that to all who ask, all who seek, all who knock, that the Spirit of God is now given to you at a new level, a next level of experience in him. And I declare this to you in the name of Jesus, the risen Lord, and by the power of his promise, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We love you. We bless you. And now until we meet again, may God's richest and best, which is always found in Jesus Christ, be blessed.